Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a just plain terrific idea. Marie has just done that, as has Deborah. So without further ado, let me go directly to the phones, and I'll tell you about this day in history, which is a very interesting day in history, but I'll tell you later. This day not in history starts with Marie. So Marie, you're on the air. I know you called yesterday. We were talking about a friendship of 20 years that had run afoul, and you said, it's been over for a couple of years, but I want to sort of move beyond it. And I said, well, the best and easiest way of doing it is just sort of, and it doesn't mean you have to resume the friendship, but to sort of put your mind at rest, just say to her, what happened here? Okay, so you're on.
I'm not interested in what happened. She did what she did, and there was another issue.
Well, but why it happened may make you feel more comfortable about it. Just knowing what her thinking was. Because what you're feeling is that you're taking it, obviously, very personal. And if she said, you'd hurt my feelings the week before, or you hadn't called me on my birthday, or my mother was going through a problem, I think what we want to do is have the sense when something has happened to us that someone wasn't specifically trying to hurt us. And I don't think most people do. I think most people wound others out of ignorance or out of carelessness or out of thoughtlessness, but not really out of malice. And for it to still be this virulent with you, I think there's an unconscious assumption that she did this on purpose to you. And my guess is she probably didn't.
No, I don't, Dr. Joe, I don't think she did it on purpose. That isn't the issue. But also, there was another episode, just to give you more insight. It was within the same month or so. She said, how about, we have a girls' night out. We go out with our other two friends for dinner. We'll go have a pedicure, manicure. I said, great. So she said, let's do it on this date. I said, I can't make that date. So she goes, okay. She goes, we'll do it on another date. Then I found out, she sent me an email. She went out that day that I couldn't make it with the other girls without me, after she said she'd get back to me and we'd set up another date.
Well, did she set up another date with you?
No. That's what she told me. But then she went out anyway without me, with our other friends.
Well, again, I mean, it may be that you're trying to coordinate four people's schedule, and it probably would have been sensible for her to get back to you and say, look, we can't, the three of us can do it on that date, but why don't you and I do it some other date? I mean, I think it's, when you're trying to coordinate four people's schedule, you're going to do it endlessly. So what you do is the majority rules at that moment. So I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with her going out on the day that everybody else could already make it and you couldn't, except to first of all, probably tell you, and second of all, to set up some other time with you. But I don't think that when she says, look, we'd like to do this on this day, and you say, I can't do it that day, I think that all the bets are off at that moment, because especially when you're trying to coordinate with everybody else. And you don't know, and I don't know, whether she arranged it with the other people first. And so, I mean,
no, she didn't. It was just between her and I.
How do you know? You're making that assumption, but how do you know that's the case? I mean, she may have already checked with the other people. And, if you're issuing an invitation that you don't say to somebody, look, you're the last person I called, because that's kind of insulting. You'd say, look, we'd like to do this. I'm thinking about doing this on this and such a date. Can you come? And she may have already checked with the other two people.
But she already said that she was going to get a different date, that we will go out together. So it's not like a wedding invitation, like, could you make it this date? And if you can't, they're not going to hold the wedding off because you can't make it.
That is certainly
true. She said she was going to get back to me with a date, and she never did, and she went out anyway with our friends. I'm just saying she's very insincere and deceptive, and she
Well, but you knew her for 20 years. What, I mean, either she was
well, no,
all those
nothing
things.
Nothing ever came up. None of this ever really came up in that
well,
time.
But Marie, doesn't it make some sense that if you've known somebody for 20 years and all of a sudden you hit a speed bump, that if nothing else for the sake of the 20 years, that you'd say, what's going on here? I mean, as opposed to just assuming that this person has had a major personality deterioration. I mean, I just, if you're saying to me, how do I kind of magically get over this? I don't know how to do that except to say, you know, stop thinking about it, where you can certainly wear a rubber band around your wrist, and every time you think about it, you could snap it so you get out of the habit of doing it. But realistically, most of us can accept things if we have some explanation. If we don't have some explanation, we're left to our own devices. And our own devices, especially when we're feeling hurt, don't serve us very well. They make us paranoid. They make us unhappy. They make us feel like we're a victim. And those aren't very nice feelings to deal with. So what I'm saying is, logically, just that giving her a call and say, hey, listen, there are two things that I, you know, we haven't talked for a long time, and I was just curious if you could give me some insight into what happened in these two circumstances. And either she will or she won't. But at least you're not having to feel like you're a victim anymore, that you're doing something active. You're asking for an explanation. You're not nailing her. You're not saying, look, you're a rotten human being. Explain to me how your rotten behavior works. You're saying, this really bothers me. You know, we've been friends for 20 years. I don't understand what happened in these two circumstances. Can you enlighten me? It doesn't mean that you have to be friends, but it means that, because your initial question to me last week was, I think you used the word purge. I want to get beyond this. I want to purge this. And I'm saying, that's the easiest way to do it. It's the most efficient. Anything else, you're just going to have to convince yourself to stop thinking about it, which is like saying don't think about elephants. It's doable, but it's not very easy.
Well, if she says, well, you know what, in hindsight, I shouldn't have did what I did.
Well, I mean, presumably that would feel better. And maybe she, I mean, but in to say in hindsight, I wish I hadn't done that, it still begs the question of what she was thinking at the time. And it may have been that she was unconsciously angry with you. It may have been that she felt that you were always the one who controlled the relationship because you were always making the rules. I don't know what she's going to say, but you don't either. But it would seem to me, even if, and I if she says in retrospect, I wish I hadn't done it, I think, first of all, that's a sort of apology, and that might feel a little bit better. But also, I'd still be curious about what was going on there. Was it something I had done? Was it you were distracted? You know, give me some insight, because it really felt very hurtful at the time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah. And look,
I mean to give you a hard time.
Well, no, I know it feels crappy. But what I'm saying, and I'm not doing, gee, can't we all get along and sing kumbaya. I'm saying you're asking me a very specific question. Somebody was really crappy to me. I don't think I'd use the word betray, because it's just a hard word to get beyond. But somebody really hurt my feelings, and I don't understand why. It was a long-term relationship. You know, I'd known it for a long time, and it really felt awful. And it felt so awful that I really haven't been able to get beyond it. And I'm saying the most straightforward thing to do, the simplest thing to do, the potentially most effective thing to do, is to ask her. And not ask her of how could you be such a creep, but this hurt my feelings. I've been curious. You don't even have to say it hurt my feelings. You can say, I've been curious about this for a couple of years. Can you enlighten me? And she either will or she won't. But you've at least moved from the position of feeling like you were a target, you were a victim, there's nothing you can do, how could you do this to me, to saying, look, we're equals in this relationship. I want some explanation. And if she offers you an explanation, you're ahead of the game. If she offers an apology, you're ahead of the game. If she doesn't answer your email, you can at least say, wow, something serious is going on here. She's not even willing to deal with this. And then sort of maybe pull back over your memory banks and see if there's something else. Because at that moment, if she doesn't even answer your email, it's very likely that there's, you know, that she is not angry with you, but furious with you. And then you can sort of go back and we can look together. Or you can look and see if there's what the potential trigger was for this. But I'm just saying it's straightforward. All right? Think about it, sugar. And,
okay.
You know, if you want to talk with me about it again, I'm perfectly willing to talk with you about it again. 855-993-7569. Deborah, call me back or whomever, and we'll take you next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message has resonated with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, give me a holler, as Marie said. It's okay to give me a hard time. I'm asking you to think about things quite often in a different way than you anticipated. And that's not easy. Changing your mind is probably the biggest change any of us have to make. So it's okay when you give me a hard time and you don't swear at me. You seldom hang up on me, and so... It's okay. You're allowed to not pay homage. and it's a National Be a Millionaire Day. Easy for you to say. National Pick Strawberries Day. Yay. And an Emergency Services Day for Children. I have no idea what that means, but good. Apparently tomorrow is Red Nose Day. Do you know about that?
I have no clue about that.
All right. See, I thought it happened a month ago, and apparently it's tomorrow. And it
National
started,
Red Nose Day?
Yeah. Okay, here's the deal. That because I went to the Big Apple Circus, and I've been going for years, and I'm trying to think of the other thing I went to where they gave me a big red nose, which, of course, I put on. There are pictures of me circulating around with a big red nose. That's not my own. Thank you very much. Okay. And I've been seeing these signs in grocery stores and in, like, Duane Reade drugstores and stuff like that. But I thought it was last month. It's not. It's tomorrow. And it started, I believe, started, I think, in the UK, maybe in Australia, where it was the most, they raised the most money, and it's for children's services. It's for, it's for children's, feeding children. And so you're supposed to wear, I think you're supposed to buy the red nose and wear it as an awareness of feeding kids. I'll find out more about it, because not till tomorrow, so I have till tomorrow to do it. But the emergency medical services for children made me think about it. Okay, today is really a very, very interesting day, and it's Fleet Week in NYC today. And I watched the Navy come up the Hudson with all the sailors. You know, they stand in the riggings and stuff. It's not the same as the tall ships. Tall ships are the most fun thing to do just because they're so dramatic and so romantic. But the Navy is a bad high sailor new in town. there will be a lot of sailors on the streets of New York. But watching about the Hudson, and my brother is a retired naval officer, so I sent him all of them. So he thought that was great. But today, it's also my brother's birthday. Not that brother, the other brother. It turns out, talking about, global change, in this day in 526, again, you have to take these with a huge grain of salt, but in 526, an earthquake killed about 250,000 people in what is now Syria and Antioch. That 250,000 people, that would be, what, 1,500 years ago, was a large percentage of the known population. 250,000 people. I mean, it's a huge amount today. It's a quarter of a million people, but not like it was 1,500 years ago. You know, it's really interesting. We view, and as we should, I mean, human life, as all of us, I think, believe very strongly, has value, and great value, because we're humans. So when somebody dies, we feel it. We're aware of it on some level, and when a lot of people die. But if you figure that, like Mount Vesuvius, bubonic plague, Vaneconomo's encephalitis, the earthquake in Antioch, I mean, that there have always been natural disasters. One of the things that is a sobering thought is 100 years ago, that almost everybody had a child who had died in infancy. And thank goodness, with vaccinations, better maternal care, better health care in general, better nutrition, antibiotics, that's no longer the case. But the history of humankind is a history of, I guess, birth and death, which we forget sometimes, because we're living so much longer and so much healthier. In 1570, the world's first atlas was issued by Abraham Ortelius, called Theatrum Orbis Terram. There you go, the first atlas. Shakespeare's sonnets in 1609 were first published in London, perhaps illicitly, by the publisher Thomas Thorpe. Go see Rotten, Something Rotten, you'll get a kick out of it. The American Civil War, that Kentucky proclaimed its neutrality, which lasted a couple of months until the Confederate forces entered the state. Right, I'll tell you more as we go along. Put April on so she doesn't have to wait. This day in history, put April on the air. April, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question today is, how do I reconnect with a friend that owes my husband money?
Oh, dear.
Okay,
Okay.
I'm 50 years old now, and this is a friend that I was close with in my 20s. We went to each other's wedding. We kind of did our babies together, and then we lost touch. She was a partner. Her and a partner did, like, a few investment projects where they, like, remodeled houses and sold them, and my husband provided the electrical services for the houses.
Okay.
Okay. And the last project didn't really work out well. I think they lost money, and when everything was divided up, she had, like, one of my husband's bills that was never paid.
How much was it for?
I want to say it was... I'm searching my memory bank because this is like about 15 years ago. It was about $1,800, between $2,000 and
$1,800. Okay.
And she did, like, say that the partnership had broken up, the project was divided up, there was no money left, and she did make some small payments out of her own personal money toward my husband, and then just the balance just fell by the wayside. So now we've, like, tried to reconnect on Facebook, and every time I mention her name, my husband says, you know, can you ask her when she's going to pay my bill?
Okay, you just got to the point of the crux of the matter. I would say that you don't have any trouble connecting with her, but you may have a trouble with your husband if you connect with her. So let's look at that first.
Right, how should I feel about this? Should I just say that's in the past?
Well, look, do you work for your husband? Is his business completely separate? I mean, obviously it supports the two of you, but do you work outside the home?
Well, I do work outside the home, but I do his bookkeeping, so...
Okay, that complicates things a little bit. Okay. Do you know what kind of business your friend is in now?
What type of work she is doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's not doing this type of work anymore. This was like a side project that she did, in addition to her own job. It was something that, like, I think her and her husband and a partner did, like, on the side. They tried to buy some houses, remodel them, and then sell them right away. And,
flipping them.
It was years ago.
All right, so let's look at this. If this was a straight, I mean... If you weren't involved at all in your husband's business, and we have to figure out if that really has any relevance, what kind of work do you do?
I work in an office.
Okay. For example, all right. Let me sort of set this up for you when we come back about how different ways to think about it, and we'll figure out what way works the best for you. All right. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. We're dealing with April, who's got a sticky situation that she had a friend in her 20s, and they were really close, and they raised their kids together and whatever. And probably partially because of that friendship, her husband got involved with her friend. Her friend and her husband and another partner were flipping, were buying closets and flipping them. How many projects was your husband involved in? Just this one, or were there other houses that he worked on for her?
I think he worked in her personal home and maybe one or two other projects.
Okay. Did he make any money on the other two projects? Do you happen to know?
Yes. I know he gave her a friend's discounted rate, but
right.
he made a profit on them.
Okay. So, if you had nothing to do with his business, then it would be possible to make the argument to him of, look, this is your business relationship and your business with her, and if we're dealing with another vendor, let's say we're dealing with somebody who supplies your copper wire, and they stiffed you on something, or they owed you some money because you paid for some stuff that was defective, and they, you know, they went out of business. And that would be your business any more than it was my business if one of my bosses was treating me badly, but you knew the boss, then we really can separate out. Now, part of it is I probably need to not talk with you about if this guy is your friend. I need to not talk about my business relationship with, but I don't really want you messing around in my business. And I don't want to mess around in your business, so this is going to be separate. And I won't ask you to socialize with her, but she is my friend and I care about her. And we need to keep the business part, the business relationship you had with her, separate from my relationship with her, because they are separate. And if this was any more than you want me to deal with your copper supplier, that my saying, let's say that I was a friend to his wife, my saying to her, gee, you know, why don't you hit your husband up for money, or I can't believe you can afford to have a drink with me and not pay my husband. I mean, he would not be happy with that. All right, so the complication to a certain extent is that you're also associated with the business and you're the bookkeeper. So here's probably what I do. I would say to her, I really miss you in my life. Let me be honest with you. Is there anything that you can do with respect to George? Because he, you know, I feel like I'm caught in the middle, that he's my husband. I'm also his bookkeeper. And if you could make some kind of payment to him just to say, look, I feel badly about it, it would probably make our relationship easier. Then you got to go to your husband and say, look, she feels badly about this, but this is a business decision. Essentially, the company went out of business. And you made some profit on the other ones, and she's not asking you to return the profit, but this is just that any business deal is always somewhat of a risk, and your business relationship with her is different than my personal relationship, because neither of them are going to be very supportive of you negotiating the other person's point of view. So what I'd probably do at this moment is see if you could just explain it to her, be honest with her, and say, I really would love to be, you know, to be more closer to you. I just, it puts me a little bit in the middle. Is there any, I don't want to really get involved in this, but if you could deal with my husband about this, it would make my life a little easier. Then I would go to my husband and say, she's my friend. You know, I don't get involved in your business dealings except as your bookkeeper. And if you could sort of cut a deal with her that would make you feel better, maybe that's the place to go. And he may, for example, say, look, you know, it's a business deal. I made some money out with you guys. You know, I know that this wasn't anybody's fault. You know, how about we settle for 10 cents on the dollar or something? I mean, but, and I would try that negotiation, because even though it's not going to make you terribly popular with either, again, it's probably the most straightforward way of dealing with it. Because you've got a legitimate point that, honey, that's your business dealing. I don't come to you and, or I guess one of the questions is, do you go to him and say, I don't trust that guy, I don't think you should do business with him, and would he pay any attention? Because if not, that it's separate, that his business life is separate than his life with you, your personal life is separate than his business life, and when they overlap, the most efficacious, the most reasonable, the sanest way is to keep them separate, that you don't talk about. But see, the problem is that you're involved in that business, because otherwise you'd say, look, your business problems, I'm perfectly willing to be supportive, but you're not going to listen to me anyway, so I'll listen to you talk about it, but you're not going to listen to my input. And my personal life, I'm not going to complain about my friends to you, so you don't have to worry about that. And keep them separate. But because you're his bookkeeper, it gets a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. So I guess the final question is, how important is this woman to you? And if she's important enough, it may be worth it to go to her and to go to him. And then I'd get out of the negotiation. I wouldn't try to negotiate the deal between the two of them. I would have them negotiate it with each other.
Okay.
But it is a little tricky, because the problem is everybody's going to feel like you should be on their side. Your husband is going to say, well, how come you're not loyal to me? You know, she stiffed me. Your friend's going to say, look, it was a business deal. He made some money off of me. How come he's being such, you know, I mean, I'm... He lost a little bit of, I mean, it wasn't really money out of his pocket. It's just money he wasn't paid. And it was money, I took a bath on it. So neither of them are going to be very sympathetic with you supporting the other one. But it may be worth it if you care enough about her to say to her, look, would you at least give him a phone call and talk with him about it and say to him, look, she really wants to talk with you about it. She feels she took a bath on it. It was a business deal. And I'd really like for the two of you to at least neutralize this so I can be friends with her. And I won't ask you to be friends with her as well.
Right, that sounds like a good option.
It's not great, but it's really the only one you've got, because trying to convince him that I want, that's your business, keep it separate from our life together, you can't do because you're his bookkeeper.
Right.
So
I just really want to put it behind me and just,
It does, I know, but the problem is it's that your husband's not willing to do that. So if he were willing to do the other thing you could do, which I hate this idea, is say to him, I'll give you the money. I'll make it up because, as far as I'm concerned, and I'll, maybe she'll give it back to me at some point. Maybe she'll feel guilty about it, whatever. But for right now, here's the money. He's probably not going to take it.
All right, he's not going to, but it could kind of neutralize his.
You got it. You got it. I was saying, look, it's worth it to me. It's worth $2,000 to me. For this friendship, I will write you a check for $2,000. We'll never talk about it again. You'll walk away from this deal. I'll negotiate with her about getting back my $2,000. That may work.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe I like that option a little better.
Well, it's it at least has a possibility of making him a little embarrassed of because really they're separate deals. And the complication is that you're his bookkeeper. If you weren't his bookkeeper, this would be relatively easy to say, look, you run your business. I don't interfere in that. I run my friendships. I get that you're not happy with her, but I had nothing to do with the business deal. But unfortunately, you're the bookkeeper, so you did. So here's what I do. Because you're the bookkeeper, say, I'll tell you what, write you a check for $2,000. I could lie to you and say it came from her, but I don't want to lie to you. Here's $2,000. You walk away from this deal. I'll negotiate with her to get my $2,000 back.
Right. That's a great plan.
And then you can say to her, look, here's the deal. My husband was really upset about this. He felt you still owed him $2,000. I wrote him a check for $2,000. You get to take us out for lunch a couple times.
Now that's perfect. Solved.
Yeah, I mean, it may be that everybody, if nothing else, you're probably going to shame everybody into going away. You're going to shame him into taking the money, or not taking the money, but stop. You're going to shame her inadvertently into understanding a debt is a debt. Which it isn't in business. People go bankrupt all the time. But it's a way to help both of them accept that you value both of them, that you hear both of them, and that's your husband calling saying, I'm not, send me the check for $2,000. All righty.
He's listening right now.
Well, that would be good. All righty.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, April. Deborah.
Bye.
You're welcome. Deborah, welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Joy. I wanted to call you to get your perspective on whether I had a texting conversation with my daughter, she's doing a pediatric residency out in L.A.
Okay.
And I'm back here in Ohio. So my husband's going on a fishing trip in a couple weeks, and I know she's extremely busy with work, and so I thought, well, I'll text her and see if I can come out to California. Texted her last night. She got back with me and said, well, that might work. Well, I texted her back. Yay, I'm so happy I get to come visit you. And
I got it. All right, hang on. I want to hear what her text said. I can guess, but I want to hear. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Deborah has got a very smart daughter who's doing a pediatric residency in L.A. Her husband's going to go away for a while, so she texted her daughter and said, what about if I came out to L.A.? And daughter says, it may be workable. So Deborah sent back a yay, and her daughter sent back a text saying
she hasn't. Now she found an opportunity to go camping.
Crap.
That weekend. And so, now, I mean, I am thinking, well, how selfish, for
and for you not to want me to come out to, what is your perspective?
All right, absolutely. Let's walk through this. One possibility is your daughter single?
Yes.
Is it a male that she's going camping with?
No.
All right,
just a group of other pediatricians.
Okay, here's the deal. And I get it. But understand, you said your daughter's what, in her late 20s?
Yes.
Okay, remember when you were, how old were you when you got married?
30.
Okay, perfect. All right, so remember when you were dating, just about her age, and you're busy. I mean, they're pediatric residency. You don't get any sleep. You're exhausted all the time. And your mom said, I'm going to come and visit. And there's a part of you that thinks, great. Another part of you that thinks, oh, my gosh, you know, what am I going to do with my mom? I'm going to take her out. You know, she's going to need entertaining. And someone says, hey, do you want to go and drink beer and smoke grass and camp out for a couple of days?
Yeah.
So it's not that she doesn't love you. You probably, if your friends had said, they may not have gone camping out. They may have said, hey, look, there's going to be a bachelorette party in, or you want to go to the beach, or there's going to be a bachelorette party in Las Vegas or something. Something that really sounded fun and with people your own age. It's not that you don't love your mother because she loves you. So what I would do is say, I was really looking forward to seeing you. Why don't we pick another time? And then just pick it. And you go do something wonderful for yourself. If I were you, what I would take that weekend to do and go to a spa and you know, get facials and just have a wonderful time for yourself. Because it's not that she doesn't love you. It's that moms, especially, you know, when they're in that sort of trough of late 20s, early 30s, it's not that you don't love your mom. It's just that you're trying to be independent. You feel that that's still the mother-daughter relationship. And think about if your mother had said to you, gee, why don't I come and visit? There's a part of you that would think, gee, great. Another part that if somebody made, you know, a kind of sexy offer, you'd probably take the sexy offer.
Right. Okay.
Or even worse, you'd feel obligated to go along with your mom and resent her the whole time. So the good news is that the two of you have a good enough relationship that she could say, mom, camping. So here's what I would do. I would say, have a wonderful time camping. Let's figure out something that you and I can do in the next couple of months. I'm going to a spa.
Okay.
All right. And go. All right. Go have a great time. But don't, and I know to say don't take it personally is a stupid, you know, of course you're going to take it personally. But understand, it has much less to do with her. It's not that she doesn't want to see you. It's that these are her colleagues. She may have a crush on one of them. It's something that she can do that she probably couldn't do around you.
Right.
Let me tell you the clue of going forward with your daughter.
Okay.
Find things that both of you love to do together.
Okay.
All right. And maybe even meeting halfway. And that's certainly been because, I think any mom with an adult daughter, especially one who's self-reliant and works hard and yada, yada, that we think, you know, when we provide something wonderful for them, we think we're being wonderful because our mothers didn't provide it for us. They don't. They view it as, gee, mom, I could provide this for myself. So, but if you can find things that both of you really like doing together, and they may be limited time, so a weekend is actually the perfect amount of time, because one night you're probably going to get that, she's going to be busy, she's sleep deprived, you know, but find out things that both of you really love to do together.
Well, yeah, that is kind of a challenge. She's one of these hikers, and I have I have some foot issues, which limit my outdoor.
All right, but here's what you could do. I have the same thing, although I end up doing all sorts of things that I would never do on my own. I ended up scraping 250-year-old paint off bricks, and I would never. I would hire someone to do this. Scraping it. I still have the scars on my hand for when the fan hit my finger. I laid tile in a bathroom. I don't do that kind of stuff. So I do a lot of stuff with her that I've gone to places that I would never choose on my own. I've gone hiking in rainforest, you know, and I told you I'm the feast for mosquitoes. But you do things that she likes to do, and then you kind of evolve into things that the two of you like to do. Because part of it is not the time. Part of it is the relationship of our daughters, especially if they have smart, sort of hardworking moms need to establish their own identity. And part of the way they establish their own identity is doing things that they want to do, not things that we necessarily want to do. Because when they were kids, they did things that we wanted to do. We decided when we're going to go to the library or going to go to the ballet or what movies. So the more you cede that power, that control to her, the easier the relationship will be. And you'll find yourself doing all sorts of things that you never would have done on your own, some of which will be enchanting, some of which not so enchanting. But it makes the argument to her, it makes the case to your daughter of, I respect your personhood. I respect you as an adult. And that's part of it. Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you. You're most welcome. And go do something wonderful for yourself, or get a couple of friends to go, or go by yourself, or go take a weekend cruise to nowhere. Go do something that makes you feel very special. Not a wife, not a mom, just your Deborah-ness. All right. And go do something. So you're going to come back just pleased as punch. And both your husband and your daughter will respond to it completely differently.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your help. Have fun. All right, 855-993-7569. So you can hear that context matters. So sort of think about, and you hear all the time, one of my most effective rules of thumb, doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works better than anything else. Ask yourself, if you were in the same situation that somebody else is in, what would you do? And when you've been in that situation, how did you respond? What worked? What didn't work? Right? As I said, it doesn't work 100% of the time. But it's amazing how often we completely let go of that notion. That, okay, if I were about to hear what I'm about to say, well, how would I respond? Again, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works more than anything else. All right, a little bit more day in history just because there's a really cool thing. Okay, in 1873... Levi Strauss and Jacob Davis received a U.S. patent for, what do you think, Manny? Yeah, with copper rivets.
Yes.
Now, how come we don't call them Jacobs as opposed to Levi's? Oh, you know, nothing gets between me and my Jacobs. And I just thought I'd point that out. Thomas Edison's prototype kinetoscope, History of Cinema, 1891. Unbelievable. And the first traffic ticket, I'll tell you who when we come back. Whom? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week, helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.